Okay. Because we've got Patrick Kuznorbo on the line. He's the new coach of Melbourne City. Speaking of taking opportunities, he's got that opportunity to lead Melbourne City after a grand final loss this year and build it to a premiership and championship winning team. And he joins us. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. So how far out have you known that this might be coming your way, that Eric Mombert would be going back home to France for family reasons?
It was actually a bit of a shock, to be honest. Obviously, this pandemic has put a lot of uncertainty in a lot of things. So when the opportunity came about, I was pretty shocked. But I think that the main thing is that you know, Eric is left something here for me to follow on to. And the main thing also is that his family's safe in France.
Well, that's absolutely right, that the family is safe in France and he goes back and does what he needs to there. But it puts you in the senior coaching position. You've been an assistant and working under him for a little while now. Was it something you thought you were ready for? We were talking to Grant Brebner about this through the season, that he wasn't quite sure and then got a bit of a taste for it and loved it. Are you ready to roll?
I am, actually, yeah. I think I've been working quite hard over the last sort of 14 to 24 months. Eric's been a mentor for me. He's been fantastic in my learning. And I'm ready for the opportunity given to me by, obviously, the CFC group, and I'm very grateful for that.
So, Patrick, you play, obviously, in a grand final, and I think a lot of people will go, well, a lot of things are actually done really well to get to that position, but you coming in, you're going to have your own ideas and thoughts on how the team needs to play and what needs to improve. Can you just detail a few of those or what you would like to see change so you can take the next step and win that grand final?
I think we're quite distinctive in the way we play. So we've got a pretty solid play, and they won't change because we believe in the way we want to play and the methodology around that. To be honest with you, the only thing that's missing is us winning some silverware. Not a lot will change. Obviously, I'll have my own sort of look on things, but not a lot will change because we have the good core of the group still here and contracted, and we just want to build, to be honest, on last season.
So is there a particular player or a style of play that you want to target through this off-season period that you think you can add to the group?
Yeah, look, we'll keep that within ranks. If we can, obviously recruitment is a big thing, but at the moment I'm very happy with the squad that we have because they showed they were fantastic last season, and obviously we just want to build in and get better going to the season coming.
So you've been there for 7 years, Patrick, at Melbourne City as a player. I think you're a captain there at one stage, and now after being assistant, you take over the senior reins. How important is it to know? You talk about the style of play and the system that City play with. How important is it to know the real ins and outs of that to come in and take this position rather than being a coach that's never been a part of the club and the culture and the system and trying to do it that way? Is this the only way this can work?
Look, I think with the way we play, the style we play, it's very difficult to understand. And I've been fortunate enough to learn off Eric for 14 months. Also, you know, I think it's, as you guys know, it's very handy if you've been in the club for a long time because you know the way the club runs. You have that that club in you. You know the way the culture is. Yep. So you know what works and you know what sometimes doesn't work. So I'm quite fortunate that I've been here for 7 years, been a player, been a captain here, coaching every age group that has been here at the club. So all the ins and outs of the club, I know as well as everyone else, and I just hope to progress with the club, you know, obviously going into next season.
And normally...
No, I was going to say, Patrick, I'm interested in knowing how you got it. Like, did you have to go through a big interview process, or was it one of those things that, because you're on the right track, it just became a situation where, almost like the vice-captain took over from the captain?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I just had a meeting with, obviously, some people from the group and the club, and they proposed the opportunity to meet me. And with Eric's blessing, I was like, yeah, I'd love to take this role because I think I'm ready. And again, I didn't know that it was coming, to be honest with you. But again, I'm just grateful for the opportunity given to me.
Yeah, I think that's great. And Huff, we were talking to David Parkin during the week, and it was a similar situation where the master handed over to the apprentice under sort of unexpected circumstances when John Kennedy passed it on to David Parkin, and it proved to be a successful decision.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking that just when we were talking to Patrick before. And just on, normally there's the world's longest off-season for A-League teams, Paddy. You've come off a grand final and all of a sudden there's no time to rest. You're back at training within a month, am I right?
Yeah, so we want to start within a month because obviously we want to prepare. There will be a long season ahead. Obviously we've qualified for the Asian Champions League as well. And so we'll have a lot of games within the year. So I think the best way to do is try and prepare as early as we can, but also, giving the players a well-deserved rest at the same time.
Well, yeah, action stations for you and the staff there at Melbourne City. Straight off a grand final, straight into preparations for the next season. We wish you the best of luck. Great to have someone who we know so well through Melbourne City ranks taking the big job there, and we wish you the best of luck with that in the off-season, but certainly through 2020-21 season as well. Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.